This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Organizers of the No Kings movement say their nationwide protests were a success.
Nearly 7 million people in over 2,700 cities nationwide taking to the streets Saturday, according to organizers, protesting what they say is the abuse of power by President Donald Trump, calling it No Kings Day.
When protesters are under attack, what do?
Stand up, fight back!
Rallies held in all 50 states, a majority of them peaceful.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Some Republicans accused Democrats of using the protests to extend the government shutdown, now on its 19th day. There's a major test of the six-day ceasefire in Gaza after Israel says Hamas militants shot at Israeli soldiers. Hamas said it was not connected to the shooting, but Israeli aircraft and artillery struck the area. French authorities say three thieves broke into a room at the Louvre and stole jewels. The museum is now closed. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. Wednesday was White Cane Safety Day. The day has been around for 60 years and recognizes people who are blind or have visual impairments. It's also a reminder to motorists to stop 10 feet away from people carrying a white cane.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that, that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk.
But honking is confusing because we don't know if you're honking at us. You know, we have no way of visually verifying. Are you honking at us? Are you honking to give us information? Are you honking because you're irritated that you had to stop? There's no way to understand what that honk is. So while it's not statutory limited, it's just confusing. We don't know how to interpret it.
Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
It's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost at home to Ohio State 34-0 for a second week in a row. The Badgers were shut out. Last week, they lost to Iowa 37-0. Now, the last time the Badgers lost in back-to-back shutouts was 1977. Head coach Luke Fickell asked about fans at Camp Randall Stadium chanting "Fire Fickell" again.
I know this, that it's disappointing to our kids, but it's also can be motivating as well. And that's what we got to continue to find, is the ways to motivate us intrinsically that puts a better product out there, so we don't have to worry about things like that.
Badgers linebacker Darrell Peterson on dealing with the loss.
Oh, you learn from it. I mean, we just played the number one team in the country. Now we played some slouches. Played a great team. And they played great on offense and defense today. You got to learn from it, and you got to keep going.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cardinals at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. The Packers looking for their first road win this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine throughout the day, but breezy and much colder. Highs only in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp. Areas of frost possible late, lows in the mid-30s. An isolated shower can't be ruled out Monday afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now's a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars for the holiday. This is Mancini, music from a horror movie. Victor Young wrote it, got the Oscar. The Uninvited.
I want to specifically talk about The Uninvited. The Uninvited is definitely on my top 10, and I'm not talking about that crappy remake. It's not even a remake. It's a movie in the 2000s called The Uninvited that came out. It has nothing to do with this film. This film is from 1944. It's about this composer that is in this seaside town with his sister. It's this weird relationship.
Doesn't the idea attract you at all?
Attract me? Look, you come out of here. You're dangerous.
Don't you know how rare houses like this are?
This film.
Here's Ella.
The song a robin sings
murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that stellar by starlight, and not a dream. She's all of thee. Seen Stella by starlight with moon in her hair, that Stella by starlight rapture so rare. She's all of these and more. She's
Ray Milland and his sister, played by Ruth Hussey, buy a house on the English shore, and quickly they realize there are no acceptable sound explanations for what's going on in this house. Over at RKO, producer Val Luton was making atmospheric horror movies where the terror was, for the most part, only suggested. Movies like Cat People and I Walked with a Zombie. Director Lewis Allen, making his feature film directorial debut with The Uninvited, clearly borrows from the Luton style, as well as from Alfred Hitchcock, who in 1944 was still a relative newcomer to Hollywood, only 4 years removed from his splashy American debut, the gothic thriller Rebecca. From 1944, with Oscar-nominated cinematography by Charles Lang, also with Donald Crisp and Gail Russell, one of the few quality ghost stories of the decade, The Uninvited.
Sergio Franchi on The Ed Sullivan Show now.
The song a robin sings through ears of endless springs, the murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by. Thank you. that ripples by another, where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's set up by stars.
Please get out of this house now.
Now lie there quietly. I'm not afraid of anything here.
Then be afraid. Be afraid for heaven's sake. When you were a little child, the evils of this house reached out for you. Stella, go!
By memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a tart singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
In just a minute, I'll show you the only really haunted house in the world. Since it was built a century ago, 7 people, including my brother, have been murdered in it. Since then, I've owned the house.
Thank you.
That's Glenn Gray, the Casa Loma Band. Music of the Stars for the holiday. The one we stole from the kids. We did, didn't we?
Lauren, and I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party. A haunted house party. She's so amusing. There'll be food and drink and ghosts, and perhaps even a few murders. You're all invited. If any of you will spend the next 12 hours in this house, I'll give you each $10,000, or your next of kin in case you don't survive. Ah, but here come our other guests. It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars. She's so amusing. Her sense of humor is, shall we say, original. I dreamed up the hearse. It's empty now, but after a night in the house on Haunted Hill, who knows? This is Lance Schroeder, a test pilot. So no doubt a brave man. But don't you think you can be much braver if you're paid for it? And I happen to know that Lance needs the $10,000 I'll give him, if he's brave enough to stay all night. This is Ruth Bridges. You've no doubt read her column in the newspapers. She says her reason for coming to the party is to write a feature article on ghosts. She's also desperate for money. Gambles. You've already met Watson Pritchard. A man living in mortal fear of a house, and yet he is risking his life to spend another night here. I wonder why. He says for money. This is Dr. David Trent, a psychiatrist. He claims that my ghost will help his work on hysteria. But don't you see a little touch of greed there, around the mouth and eyes? This is Nora Manning. I picked her from the thousands of people who work for me because she needed the $10,000 more than most. Supports her whole family. Isn't she pretty? The party's starting now, and you have until midnight to find the house on Haunted Hill.
Well, there's a party tonight on Haunted Hill. Vincent Price is gonna try to kill his lusty, busty, champagne-swelling spouse. Well, you'll be tortured, you'll be taunted, trying to figure out which is haunted. Is it the hill or actually the house? Well, the joint is really kinda cool. Got hydrochloric acid in the swimming pool. The owner is a drunken leprechaun. And that's not Jerky, that's the maid. She gets around on rollerblades, and you should see her try to mow the lawn. Well, Vincent Price knows all of your sins. Grab a gun and let's begin. But keep away from the hero, he's a perv. And if you make it through the night without dying of boredom or a fright, a complimentary continental breakfast will be served. Serve it up, boys. That's nice. Look out for poncy English liars. Don't trip over skeletons hung on wires. And bring your hanging harness if you will. So there's the song of the movie, of the legend, of the saga, of the fable, of the unabridged edition, of the story of the people at the party at the house on Haunted Hill. That's the people at the party at the house on Haunted Hill. Who's going to the after party?
And Here's Homer and Jethro.
I went away to Egypt to work there for a while, and fell in love with Terah, the flower of the Nile. I had to make some money so she and I could wed, and so I got a job there working on a pyramid. The Pharaoh of all Egypt, a crummy little creep, would come out almost every day inspecting in his jeep. He had a big fat stomach, a little pointed head, and everyone that saw him thought he was already dead. And then one day it happened, the Pharaoh of Egypt came out to see how we were doing on his creepy crib. He took one look at Terah, and him she did beguile. The next thing that I knew, he took her sailing down the Nile. So I crept into the Pharaoh's crypt and cried all alone there in that creepy crypt. I cried. I saw him sail away from me, my terror at his side. And so I crept into the crypt and cried. The rest of my sad story is hard for me to tell. They had a royal wedding, and they rang the wedding bell. I watched until she promised to be his faithful bride, and when she said I do, I crept into the crypt and cried. Yes, I crept into the Pharaoh's crypt and cried all alone there in that creepy crypt. I cried. I lost my little flower, could not hide, and so I crept into the crypt and cried. There in that creepy crypt I cried. All alone I crept into the crypt and cried. Yes, I crept into the crypt and
Music of the Stars for the holiday.
My old flame, I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye. That eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Moe, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Moe. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my old flame.
A balmy summer's evening, and a goodly crowd was there that well nigh filled old Joe's barroom on a corner of the square. Oh, there were songs and witty stories, and all was bright and gay, till suddenly someone hollered fire and spoiled a perfect day. The firemen rushed from the barroom. Of death they had no fear. You see, they were not regular firemen. They were only volunteers. And then there came a cry upon the midnight wild. My baby sleeps within those walls. Oh, firemen, save my child.
Hold her.
Music of the Stars, Fireman. Der Bingle. That's what the Germans called him in WWII.
When you're in love, you're a man on fire. And a man on fire is a man to behold. His kind of love is no ordinary thing, but as lovely as music and as precious as spring. And where she goes, he must ever follow. Over hill and hollow, for his heart only knows. No kiss but hers can still that yearning of a man on fire, burning with the flame of love.
Here's her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me, it turns me into ashes. My whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I wanna be. Don't pity me, don't pity me.
let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I wanna be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire.
This is not a show for the limited attention span crowd.
I touch your lips, that's when the trouble starts a-brewing. I can't resist the brand tobacco you are chewing. And though my heart goes boom just like a blown-out tar, I'm just plumb crazy for your little kiss of bar. Just like a can, you've got me roped and tied and branded. You'd make a fortune with your kisses if you can it. And though I know you're true to Lemon, Zeke, and Willie, I'm still plumb silly for your little kiss of far. The flames are flying, I'm on the pan and frying. What good is there denying a sighing and a crying? The flame is spurting, my darling, I'm a-hurting. If I'm a spurtin', darling, bake me like a bun. Till I'm well done, till I'm well done. Give me your lips and watch you sizzle like a cinder. Just one more kiss and I'll go flying out the window. You got me on the griddle and I'll always be there. Guess what put me there? Your little kiss of fire. Pucker like a possum eating salmon. The way you kiss, you must have practice on some lemon. And when you kiss me, you set my mouth on fire. Dad, burn that cigar and your little kiss of fire.
Just swells. Now somebody's got a hold of those bells. They're starting to ring, they're starting to sing, and somebody yells, it must be hell's bells. Thank you.
Sid Felton and the Orchestra with Hell's Bells, 1933, from a horror movie. Art Castle had the band, the Castles and the Air Orchestra, and the music of the Stars with, here's another bell, a ringer, no, not, he played for Notre Dame, but no, not on the team. It was Charles Laughton on the music of the Stars for Halloween.
You call me back. I'm deaf, you know. You would think there'd be nothing more wrong with me, wouldn't you? But I'm deaf, too. It's horrible. Huh? I never realized till now how ugly I am. And because you're so beautiful. I'm not a man. I'm not a beast. I'm about as shapeless as the man in the moon. I'm deaf, you know, but you can speak to me by signs.
Why did you save me?
You asked me why I saved you. Oh, I tried to carry you off. And the next day you gave me a drink of water and a little pity. Listen, you must never leave the church. Oh, Dale.
Listen, they're beautiful, no? So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because, you know, they do not ring all by themselves.
They don't!
Oh, silly boy. Up there, high, high in the dark bell tower, lives the mysterious bell ringer. Who is this creature?
Who?
What is he?
What?
How did he come to be there?
How?
Hush! And Clopin will tell you. It is a tale. Tale of a man and the monster. Dark was the night when our tale was begun on the docks near Notre Dame.
Shut it up, will you? We'll be spotted.
Hush, little one.
Four frightened gypsies slid silently under the docks near Notre Dame.
Four guilders for safe passage into Paris.
But a trap had been laid for the gypsies. And they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were iron as much as the bells.
Judge Claude Rollo, the bells
of Notre Dame. Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin. And he saw corruption everywhere except within.
Bring these gypsy vermin to the palace of justice.
You there, what are you hiding?
Stolen goods, no doubt. Take them from her.
She ran.
Oh,
She made me deaf, you know.
A monster.
I can hear my friends. Shall I play them for you?
Stop! Cried the archdeacon.
This is an unholy
I pursue.
Oh, who would add this triumph not to your guilt on the steps of Notre Dame?
My conscience is clear.
You can lie to yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't got harm, but you never can run from the hide what you've done from the eyes. The very eyes of Notre Dame.
And for one time in his life of power and control, Frollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal soul.
What must I do?
Care for the child and raise it as your own.
What? I'm to be saddled with this misshapen. Very well. But let him live with you in your church.
Live here? Where?
Anywhere. Just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see. The bell tower, perhaps. And who knows, our Lord works in mysterious ways. Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And Frollo gave the child a cruel name. A name that means half full. Quasimodo. Now, here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man? Sing the bells, bells, bells.
those bloody bells would stop.
Oh, it's quite nice, dear. It's Sunday. It's the church.
What about us atheists? Why should we have to listen to that sectarian turmoil?
You're a lapsed atheist, dear.
The principle's the same, bleeding C of E. The Mohammedans don't come round here waving bells at us. We don't get Buddhists playing bagpipes in our bathroom or Hindus harmonising in the hall. The Shintoists don't come here shattering sheet glass in the shithouse and shouting slogans.
Count Basie and his orchestra. So let's have it.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Music of the Stars for Halloween-ish. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. All over the world at civicmedia.us and the Civic Media Network. I want to welcome Wausau in a couple minutes. WXCO. We'll be on there till high noon central. Hey, more stuff for Halloween. Come, Basie.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he's cutting U.S. funding to Colombia because that country's president is, quote, an illegal drug dealer. Over the weekend, Colombian President Gustavo Petro accused the U.S. government of killing a Colombian fisherman in one of the six strikes on boats in Caribbean waters that have killed at least 29 people. Vice President J.D. Vance celebrated those strikes at an event marking the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps, along with Secretary Pete Hegseth.
In battle after battle, the United States Marine Corps has broken the backs of empires. You've toppled tyrants. You've hanged pirates and hunted down America's foes across the seven seas. And Pete, turns out we're hunting some pirates today, aren't we?
Organizers of the No Kings protests say nearly 7 million people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. There's a major test of the Gaza ceasefire. Israel struck Hamas after what it said was a Hamas attack on Israeli soldiers. Hamas denies taking part. This is ABC News.